way. Heaven blessed me.
C'est un cri, c'est Radio Klepnikov.
I've just happened to be best man. Look at his face.
I'm going to marry Kelly.
Congratulations, thanks.
Hey, what's the matter, Grant?
Who's giving her away?
Dr. Gomez. And Josephine's going to be maid of honor.
Wonderful.
And then, I'd like Joanne to be one of the flowers.
She'll love it, thanks.
Come on, Grant. Get it off your chest.
I'm going to be a flower girl. I'm going to be a...
Root thinks he's out. Bairstow saying review it. We need you, Joe, but Joe thinks he's gone.
Here we go, Rod. Impact's in line. Wickets hitting. Three reds. Review just over
very
the decision.
Good from Shammy.
Screen.
Over my head,
I think Root knew it. 25 he made. 115 for six.
We'll give Dick a sign.
That'll be four.
Ashwin, century and England wickets put India in total control. England 53 for 3 and 428 behind in second test in Chennai. Spinner's 100 follows his 5 for 43 in England first innings. Ravichandran Ashwin sent his hometown crowd gaga on a third day of one-way traffic in this second test, compiling the sweetest of centuries before India began an inevitable march to 1-1 scoreline. Only the sourest of sleep-deprived England supporters watching back home in the UK could begrudge Ashwin his moment in the sun after tea, when a skewed edge of Moeen Ali ran away fine to bring up three figures and spark wild celebrations around the Chepauk Stadium. Here was the son of Tamil Nadu, further stamping an indelible mark on this second test in Chennai, having claimed 5 for 43 during England's sorry 134 all out in their first innings. Ashwin became the first all-rounder since Garfield Sobers in 1966 at Headingley to compile a century against them in the same match. It was the third time Ashwin had achieved this special double in test cricket, only in Botham, with five, had done it more. And when his 106 was eventually snatched out by Holly Stone, chopping on to briefly suck the life out of the ground, India were 286 all out, with England an improbable 482 to win. By stunts, the tourists had limped to 53 to 3 from 19 panicked overs, their sole consolation coming from the knowledge that going into Big Bowl third test in Ahmedabad, all square next week, was a situation they would have snapped off the fairies' hands to achieve at the start of this two-month tour. Ashwin inevitably struck in a late passage of play during which England's batsmen were caged in and struggling for air, teasing an edge to second slip off Rory Burns on 25. It came in between Axar Patel's removals of Don Sibley on 3 and the night watchman Jack Leach, and could easily have been followed by a second in the final over before stumps, when Joe Root survived a shout. Thank you.
See my jumper hanging on.
Deiner Mutter Seele schwebt voraus. Deiner Mutter Seele hilft die Nacht umschiffen. Hilf um Hilfe. Deiner Mutter Seele peitscht die Haie vor dir her. Dies Wort ist deiner Mutter Mündel. Deiner Mutter Mündel teilt dein Lager.
Ik hoor u heel duidelijk, Dirk.
Ja. Van Rachel Hardes kregen we dit binnen in de weekbladen. Woordenloos. Zwevende woorden. Ze dansen, chansen, spelen, strelen. Beminnen elkaar tot zinnen, maar... vandaag niet. Een waar duel. Een gevecht. Het hoofd als gemene deler. Beslecht tot niets. Geen woord verbindt. Vindt. Vormt een symbiose. Zwevende woorden. Akkoorden. Maken vandaag geen muziek. Van Adriaan Karabadan. Adriaan Maria Karabadan. De étude ephemeroptera. Wij ranken met teer lichaam, houden onze borstels kort. O groot onze ogen, vlies de vleugels, sierlijk de staart. Wij nymfen in het water, eten kunnen we niet. Lui vergapen we de uren, leven om te paren. Daar komen de mannetjes. Kans op vruchtbegin. Op kontje om u tegen te zeggen. Kom vrouwtjes, paren maar. En houd het batterbad netjes. Goed water is vliegen en devies. Groen en onmondig in de diepe, zo'n liederlijke verpopping. Wij ranken met teer lichaam, zwermen, paren, kunnen niet eten, baren in het goede water, proestend gaan we voorbij.
When I came to Angel City, I was on the run, blinded by my own pity. I was nearly done. heartbroken, bitter and poor, burdened down by sin. I fought hard to find the door, didn't know how to get in.